to my death. You got me in a sweat with a figure four behind the door on the floor, so I'm getting sore. And run, runs, taking turns, new positions. I wanna learn two dimensions, be convincing. Trading faces on traces every curve. Drastic, you wanna grab a triple X? That's my words.
Welcome back to Queer Music Heritage. This is J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to part two of my special on gay hip-hop. And I've got a lot of ground to cover. For one, you'll hear the rest of my interview with Tori Fix. And as this is the internet version of the show, well, I do not have to worry about censoring the music or choosing songs that are radio-friendly. I started this part with Houston's own Miss Money, and that track was called Excursion. And I got it from the Fat Family compilation from 2002 called Down for the Swerve. I definitely recommend the three Fat Family compilation CDs if you want to check out a lot of artists with very little effort. One of the artists who has been included on a Fat Family album is Jenro. Her latest album is called Hate It or Love It, and from it is the song Try It. Was Jenro and a little of her song Try It. On part one of this show, I tease you with a bit of the song Girlfriend by Queen Penn. I couldn't play that song on broadcast radio, so here's your chance to check out the lyrics.
Michelle in the gay old cello, play for me. Come on, talk to me.
Well, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how everybody's always in somebody else's business, looking for something. But you know, for what it's worth, we could give a fuck.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
If that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
I said if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Now how you gon' just be playin' hatin' on me? Cause I got mad bitches just wantin' me. And I got mad niggas just checking for me. See, I got more stock than you ever see. I be the one that your main squeeze be digging. Pull you out your closet, sex so wicked. It's my business, what I do. Him or her, he or she, it's I, you. So why you be yapping and talking to your friends? Beeping about that yellow chicken, the green bins. I be having all your people's info in the second part of my armrest compartmental. She slid the number, what you getting mad at me for? She said she was single when she closed my car door.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
I said if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last.
So queen, tell me, where did you meet her?
On a Sunday night, she was walking out the Buddha. Yeah. I was just chilling, minding my own business, sitting on a corner, waiting for my sister when she slid by maybe 4 or 5 times. Ooh. Wanted me to notice the rhythm of her thighs. Girls are just so funny to me.
Shit, yeah.
I can see how niggas get into these beats. She knew she had the man when she came up in the piece. She said she was a regular, and how about me? If she gave me her digits when I call her after 3, the way she licked her lips, Michelle, you just had to see how this Chinese Jamaican tried to throw it upon me. It never ceases to amaze me.
Ain't nobody gotta know just how much you want me. Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
If that was your girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
I said if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night. Now how I ran through only a few, but you can backtrack and ask them how I do and how it is. Pull the flyest chick and the fattest whip and run her all night like a bobo with a chip. And if it's all good, then I feature it again like a fixed remix.
If you need
got to be real like my ex Beverly. You don't have your man just stressing out on me. Cause he can't control how you throw your pussy. I'm a baller and I've been for a deep. If I choose to juggle both, then it's all on me. So you claim that was your girl, but that's not how it seems. It never ceases to amaze me.
Cause I like to get down. So if you want to, I will. I love to love you, baby.
If that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
I said if that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
If that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night. If that was your girlfriend, she wasn't last night.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
And here's a variation on the same theme from a couple years earlier.
Well, they call me Chicken Hawk because I know what I like. Turning little girlies on my motorbike. I know what they're wanting and I know what to do. And I know when I'm tired of looking at you. It's hard to resist a sweet young thing with wandering eyes and a body of sin. When they walk by looking so damn fine, I know I can outdo any man anytime. I'll give the young lady the thrill of her life. No man can lick pussy like a little fool dyke. So hit the road, Jack, as fast as you can. And keep your mouth shut, fool, I don't give a damn. I just don't give a damn. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, I fucked your girl. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, her head's in a whirl. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, you should have heard the noise. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend and she is done. Yes, she is done with boys. Just the other day I saw this PYT. She was swinging her hips, headed right for me. Steam rose from her skin, she had the devil in her eye. Her body wouldn't quit, it was making me high. Well, as I walked my strut, she said hello and I grabbed her butt. Stop, she said, my boyfriend's looking. But I could tell I'd got her pot cooking. Next thing you know, she's on the back of my bike. Her body pressed close, just the way that I like. Her arms wrapped tightly around my chest. It was hard to keep driving, I was so fucking wet. The motor was cooking and our bodies were aflame. That we hadn't met sooner was a goddamn shame. Damn, girl, I gotta pull this hog over. I wanna show you something right here on the shoulder. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, I fucked your girl. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, our head's in a whirl. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend, you should've heard the noise. Boy, I fucked your girlfriend and she is done with boys. Yes, she is done with boys.
That was a little of the song Chicken Hawk from the group CWA, and I can't tell you what that stood for. Well, I can, but I just don't use that word. The track came from the 1995 compilation Out Punk Dance Party. In part one of the show, I told you about Dutch Boy. Well, I want to share with you just a bit of an interview with him. It was done in August of 2003 at KPFT Studios on Jimmy Carper's After Hours show. I was very pleased to have been invited to take part, and you'll hear Jimmy and myself and Dutch Boy and Miss Money. And incidentally, part of this interview was used in the film Pick Up the Mic. We pick up the conversation as Dutch Boy was describing the honorary award he had received a couple months earlier at the Out Music Awards in New York.
And that was basically for the work that I've done with the compilations and with Fat Family and with trying to rep for independent queer artists around the country, like I'm doing right now.
You seem to blend together the art and the activism quite well.
Well, that may be partly because I got interested in... I mean, I was interested in hip-hop as a fan, just like when I was 13, I heard Rockbox by Run DMC, and I was like, what is this? I have to figure out what this is. I have to learn this. I have to, like, go, like, climb inside this and live in this. Basically, the point at which I decided to actually get involved, you know, as other than just a fan of hip-hop culture, was when I started to come to terms with my own coming out process, and as it happens...
Coming out is what?
As bisexual.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, basically, I was... When I was coming to terms with all this and figuring out what it meant and, like, what it meant for my life and my relationship at the time, I was in kind of a social circle where, like, most of the people that I was hanging out with were, like, liked hip-hop and liked, you know, urban music in general and weren't hearing it in gay clubs and things like that. And when we were just talking about our experience of being... you know, our age. I was born the same year as the Stonewall Riots, right? So, identity politics.
Wow.
All of this stuff that we talk about, all these labels and things like that, they're just part of the air I've always breathed.
Oh,
so,
my God.
When I was just growing up trying to figure out what my place was going to be in this world, I related to all of it as a young person trying to, like, fit in to all the things going on as a kid, you know, in school, trying to make friends, trying to, like, you know, figure out relationships and all of that. And hip-hop was sort of a natural medium for that because a lot of us felt that one of the advantages hip-hop has in terms of dealing with issues of sexual identity is that there's a bluntness of expression that you don't necessarily find in other types of art or music. Which I think is kind of peculiar to my generation and the generation that came after it, in a way that, like, you say the words you're not supposed to say, and you talk about, you know, if there's conflict between two people who have kind of a hip-hop sensibility, they go ahead and talk it out. They shout it out, you know, they kind of battle it out and things like that. And it's also, I've said this before, not everybody agrees with this, but I feel like good hip-hop, you know, at its best is almost impossible to separate from identity and individual identity and group identity and identity politics. And since that was exactly what I was struggling with at the time, it felt very natural to write it, you know, in the form of a rhyme. Hip-hop at its root is kind of a culture of angry young men.
Yeah.
And it's also a culture of people saying what's on their mind in some cases, you know, regardless of what anybody has to say about whether it's appropriate or not. And in one sense, there's something very beautiful about that, because our society is very afraid of our angry young men and what they have to say, and it's
and
one
now
venue.
They're going to be afraid of angry gay men. You
know
what I'm
saying?
It used to be just angry black men. Now you got angry gay men going in the mix too.
And here's another part of that interview that I think is kind of fun.
JD's got something else
he wants
to... I've
got another surprise.
Oh my goodness.
You inspired me. I did a rap song.
JD Doyle.
No.
Did a rap song.
Very scary. I did it as a commercial in the middle of my show to talk about a show ID for my show and Jimmy's show.
Yeah.
Be very afraid.
Well, okay. I can tell. I've heard tell of this in the village. There's been rumors about this. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Ed Mannix has a big mouth.
Yes, he does.
You know... just having J.D. Doyle here and Miss Money proves that we all think of the expert as being from out of town. We don't appreciate the people we have around us.
Right.
You know, and here you are, and you did something that I don't know about, and it's being talked about in the village in New York.
What do you hear?
Okay.
Now I'm gonna take a break, and I don't think they'll make you wait too long till I play another song. But I want you to hear about another show that's queer. I want Bigger Harper Nag, but it's Jimmy Carper's bag. After Hours is a show, and it's queer radio. It's a show with attitude, and at times a little rude. A little butch, a little femme, on Sunday morning at 1 a.m., and at 4 o'clock it's done on FM 90.1. That's KPFT, same station as me, and I also think you might want to know about my site. On the web, where you can find a list of songs that I design, that's another way to say a playlist very gay. Check out the photos too, there's lots that you can view. Find the artists and their sites with the links I give you might. You can listen anytime, they're archived, that don't rhyme. What's the address you could say? Gonna tell you anyway. Yeah, babe. You don't need to call your mom to find this.com. Queer Music Heritage is it. That's as close as I can get. Because heritage doesn't rhyme with anything, and Lou Reed's girls sing.
Wow. JD, I have one question for you.
Yeah?
Who's your agent?
Woo!
Do you have a contract?
No.
Okay.
Whoa. I was feeling it.
Yeah.
I was feeling it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was feeling it.
You asked.
That's very good.
Dutch Boy and Miss Money, to say the least, were very generous in their comments. And this would be a great time to play Dutch Boy's song, Funky Bisexual. It can be found on his BQE CD from 2003.
Come on. Remember this one? Rainbow flavor to the BQE. Fat Family 2003, what? It's the remix, y'all. BQE remix. The five-foot enforcer, I'm back and rhyming at a high decibel. Dutch boy with the funky bisexual. Switch hitter, who got the taste for sweet and bitter. The fence sitter, so tell your mom to call a sitter. Cause who put the fence there in the first place? It's just a product of my environment. Remember third day school, you on the ins and the outs like Ani DeFranco. Hard hats up and smoke like Sergeant the Danko. Or eat like a pig, a flour plate full of sardines. And don't forget about the Frank and the beans. I wipe my mouth on my sleeve with ID and the Astroglide. Mastermind of a victimless crime. I bust rhymes like a pro to homos and heteros and bohos and retros. I ain't tripping on your set though. Just banging beats from NYC to the Frisco Pride Festival. Cause I'm the funky bisexual. Play it go both ways. Bisexual. The funky bisexual. Come on, play it go both ways. Bisexual. The funky bisexual. Play it go both ways. Bisexual. The funky bisexual. Play it go both ways. Bisexual. The funky bisexual. Cause I'm a soldier on the front line. A sweet player for life. Cause this is more than a one-time occurrence. Divas and breeders ain't got no word for me. Best to write down my title. Perhaps you heard of me. The Dutch boy. Yes, I'm the Dutch boy. Just hang a collar around my neck. Cause I'm the Dutch boy. Faggot fam a butch toy. Swinging with my fingers in the dikes. I got more likes than dislikes. And I'm loving the mic. And the Tommy and the Harry. And especially Dick. Flipping over for a B-side trick. Cause with my lady on my left and my man on my right, we'll do a little dance. Make a little love and get down tonight. Down to do a little sadu you. Or even sadu me. If that's the way it's gotta be. I'm sweet player for real, cause player hating's ineffectual. Why? Cause I'm the funky bisexual. Huh?
Play it go both ways.
Bisexual. The funky bisexual.
Huh? Play it go both ways.
Bisexual. The funky bisexual.
Huh? Play it go both ways.
Bisexual. The funky bisexual.
Play it go both ways.
Bisexual. The funky bisexual. This one goes out to Juba. Cyclone, Miss Money, Shantae Smalls, gotta let them know, don't hate, celebrate. Also one for my man Jace, Bree, Derek, VJ, and also to my girl Leah, y'all know who you are.
As promised, I want to continue my interview with Tori Fix. There was just so much that did not fit on part one of the show. Tell me about the song, Sweet Playa.
Sweet Playa was initially a Tori Fix track from my first CD, Impact, and Dutch Boy actually really liked the song. He liked it a lot, actually, and wanted to be a part of it in some way, so we decided to re-record it and add a verse from him. And, you know, really just, I guess, what he had taken from my story and the song that I had written was great, because then he added on his story, and it kind of grew into this bigger thing. It was a fan favorite for a lot of people, but for me personally, it was just kind of, it was an angry song for me. You know, I have a tendency to date abroad, so all types of races, and it was really just kind of a track almost about revenge, you know, just getting back at the people who only dated me for my skin color. And that's kind of what, you know, Justin, the victim of the Sweet play it was.
Yeah. Here's another one. We choose not all that we are gonna be, so I play that hand that they dealt to me. Living in the world for this chocolate prince has been all about acceptance from high school and ever since. I tell the tale the way I tell the tale, cause it's mine. I kick the floor the way I kick when I'm in the rhymes. And right now it's about time, cause there's another case of frustration weighing in my mind. I got the fever from the case of being rejected back in my hometown of KYD, was so neglected. To break it down, chocolate just wasn't on the menu. There were a few who broke the rules, and like I said, a few. But when I didn't have nobody, I remained blue. Kept hitting low, so of course you know I played the fool. I would take most anything that would give me time. I was a heavyweight from the stress on my mind. I tried and I tried to be independent. That was dependent on how long I was spending time with me. But being alone, I just couldn't see. I'd give up my world if you could love me. Just another victim, victim. On the journey to becoming a sweet player. You're just another victim, victim. On the journey to becoming a sweet player.
I make a wish on every. There are many artists who may add hip hop to their repertoire, but what makes someone a hip hop artist?
I think, and it really depends what the artist identifies with. I like to use Lauryn Hill as an example sometimes, because she does both sing and MC, and she has always considered herself to be more hip-hop than anything. She actually started in a hip-hop group, the Fugees, which was predominantly just rapping and MCing, and she did some vocal stuff within the group, but she has always claimed herself to be that. So I really think it depends on the artist and you know, where they feel comfortable identifying themselves.
And what is MCing?
MCing is just another way, it's the proper term of saying rapping. Everybody's like, oh, he raps or she raps. It's in the proper terminology really is she's an MC or he's an MC. You know, someone who controls the crowd and commands the crowd with what they do in the microphone.
I love the statement that your song Anthem makes.
Anthem is one of those songs directed at, you know, those who are homophobic in music, homophobia in general. Anthem is just basically saying, you know, you cannot stop us. You know, we're not backing down. We're not afraid. We possess just as much talent as any of you musically, as well as giving a little bit of history as far as gay hip hop, you know, or MCs or rappers or musicians have always been around. They necessarily may not have come out, but they're there. They always have been there. And whether you care to admit it or not, this has always been. Now it's just coming to the forefront. So whether you want to accept it or not, we're here and we're not going anywhere at all. And that's kind of where Anthem has come from.
Yeah. Come on. What?
This battle ain't
but it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. Grab your mic, plug in, prepare to bust. And they can't stop us. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. From this day, MC's no longer run. And put your hands in the air, let's have some fun. Now, I know hip-hop didn't think we'd hide out forever. It's time we stand our ground and move to the foreground and into the spotlight. Calling all MCs, it's time to grab your mics and annihilate that bitch like only you know how to do this. No more games and no more rules. There's a new renaissance that's coming through. Funny thing is, we've been here. This ain't nothing new. Come now. We was around when hip-hop started with a disco loop. We played the down low and placed ourselves in ministry. Hip-hop freaks, and y'all never knew. And many of y'all still don't know. GLBTMCs have always spitting rock shows, whoa. So it shouldn't be surprising with this new uprising in the universe. There's a music legacy, a reservation that was held up for those like me. The one and only K making MC. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. Grab your mic, plug in, prepare to bust. And they can't stop us. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. From this day, MC's no longer. Your cash, throw your hands in the air. Tell us what time it is.
What you know about a queer MC? Literally, you're illiteracy. Stand 5'3", I'm handsome. Hold a ransom on myself, dance him, and leave the prancing to someone else, cause I'm hard. But not the kind of hard you find behind my bars. Find pop stars to be appalling. After all the stalling, y'all start falling. Be calling me to write your lyrics, so when you hear it, you wanna get near it, just clear it, your throat. It's getting old, the world's a cold place. You've been told to your face, now give you a taste of your own medicine. If you want medicine, we'll break the fucking door down. Watch your form now, not your norm now. But when I storm, crowds swarms of swine. See how I got mine, skills. So complacent, just face it. This basement's not big enough for the scene that's about to erupt from these queers, my dear. And if you're not ready, then plug your ears, we're here.
Come on, what?
This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. Grab your mic, plug in, prepare to bust. And they can't stop. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. B-boys and girls, our time has come. From this day, MCs no longer run. Yeah. Put your hands yeah. in the air, let's have
another
some fun.
Another one to Britain jam from the funky bi-coastal. Close though, they going postal. Roll like a Dutch, cause they much too quick to burn. But only love conquers hate. When will they learn? Beware of the boys. Hit you with the Trojan horse. While my girl's going wild, I'm busting down the doors. I'm a teacher, not a preacher, lyrical facilitator. Resistance is critical, cause I'm no assimilator. Bet your mama never told you there'd be days like this. Cause as far as she's concerned, we don't even exist, bitch. I told you back in 96 that a new day would come and redefine the mix. From the crunk to the funk to the underground. Now the media's blowing up a number now. From the mountain to the prairie to the shining sea. We're repping the P-R-I-D-E-O. Say, can you see?
This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. Grab your mic, plug in, prepare to bust. And they can't stop us. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. B-boys and girls, our time has come. From this day, MCs no longer run. Throw your hands in the air, let's have some fun.
Hey, my sister's got this beat bound with a leather rope. Y'all couldn't beat me if I was a month off my Zoloft lost in Depakote. Someone called the doctor, quick. Get on the mic, and this kid is fucking sick. Bought your grill, son. When you step to this shit, I'm pulling cars left and right. You might be next on the list. Grammy underground sludge. Fuck a platinum status. Here to prove a fag on the mic can be the baddest. Sound seal delivered. Handed you the package. Baked in my face, but bump me in your ass. Whip. Try to play it off like you always act sarcastic. I know your type, son. I bet you suck a dick fantastic. Bob up and down like your next broke. Like your next bro. Spin yourself around and do the ecstasy. Listen for a second as my mind gives me. You've been living in my space, you should come back to earth. Come back to earth. Since birth I've been cursed to dance with the noose. Since birth I've been cursed to deal with ignorant attitudes. Since day one I've been lying, scheming, trying to get back at you. Battle, you don't want a fag making an ass.
This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. Grab your mic, plug in, prepare to bust. And they can't stop us. This battle ain't over, it's just begun. Boys and girls, our time has come. From this day, MCs no longer run. Throw your hands in the air, let's have some fun.
That was Anthem, featuring the talents of Tory Fix, Catastrophe, Dutch Boy, and Agracist. I've read that the name of the Homo Revolution Tour was inspired from a scene in Pick Up the Mic, where the gay hip-hop pioneer Juba Kalamka makes the statement, "Queer boys doing hip-hop is a revolutionary act." Do you agree with that quote?
I do agree with that. And Juba Kalamka is a very wise man. He has many quotes and just little sporadic sayings that you sometimes just have to sit back and think about. But yes, I do agree with that.
Can you tell me about the song Area Code 404 with Johnny Dangerous?
That was actually, and thank you for asking, that was actually a continuation to my song Marry Me. They were both about the same person. I was in love with someone, which I wrote Marry Me about, you know, just our feelings and relationship and just how strong our love was. And then there was the whole heartbreak and the downside of it. And when we had separated, it was a lot of back and forth. It wasn't just like one easy, clean separation. There were a couple, actually, I should say many levels of the breakup. And he happened to be from the Atlanta area, which is, you know, their area code. One of them is 404. And I had tapped Johnny Dangerous, who I was working with him at the time on his new record, who had also lived down in the Atlanta area and had a story about an ex of his from there. So I just kind of put two and two together, and we ended up with a really great song vocally. And the track itself, the music itself, is an entirely different story. So that is kind of the short version of Area Code 404.
I kind of got caught up listening to it, like, oh, this is a hip-hop love song, and oh no, it's a hip-hop breakup song.
Right, right. And that's what really the music itself is. We kind of did it in a Kanye West type format, where we, you know, he took a slow song and sped it up and just gave it kind of a, they call it Southern bounce. Everything about it was very Southern. And unfortunately, it was a sad song and a breakup song.
Yeah. Aquarius. We're gonna take this one way down to the dirty south. That's just 10. But we bounce it up for y'all. Back in summer, the memory is clear as day. We kept talking even though we lived too far away. We both knew what we were both getting into, and we both knew all the damage we could go through. And we kept it moving, communicating every day. Aquarius and Virgo, the stars say we don't go, but did I listen to the stars? Oh, damn, you were too good to be true, and daddy had to have you. Now let me break this story down, catch the telltale. I was the hard line singing, wish me love or wishing well, because I thought I found the one who's right. Two souls, one life, no kids, one dog, no wife. Could it be that you and me could defy universal laws and slip through a flaw in the system? I prayed Mercury wouldn't mind, but bent the rules just this once, just this time. Yeah. Maybe I'm a fool. Allow myself to fall so. My whole world was changing, and everyone could tell, like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. And
you got me.
Couldn't believe that I finally found someone who made my heart sing. Grinning when Yahoo Instant Messenger went, and it was you saying, Mr. Wonderful, how was your day? You never knew how much I wish I was coming home to you, but you took it all away. I wish you could have seen the river of tears I shed on New Year's Day. I was embarrassed and I felt quite foolish, falling for an online love. How could I do this? I plan on loving you like you ain't been before. Thought you was down for the long haul, but you went AWOL. Now every time I hear Jaheim, I think I wanna scream. He said it best, yes, I would've gave you anything.
Maybe that's what scared you.
I guess I'll never know, but the karma for the damage you did will come around, yo.
See, the torn part about it all is, I still miss you. And I don't know why. Damn. I got to get up off this track. Too much is coming back. Hey, Johnny, where you at?
It began on a Thursday, went down on a Friday. Shit used to go my way, catch your ass in the driveway. Didn't know I was watching the shit go down. Friends clowning me, now I'm the talk of the town. Used to sex like crazy.
tongue all in my mouth. Now I catch you watching porn, jacking off on the couch. No flowers, no cards, that shit has all stopped. And I'm still watching all of your skin mark draws. Couldn't keep you happy, obviously I was tripping. Or doing something wrong for the reason you were tipping. I'm off down the block, another cat in your ride. Did you think for a second I let that shit slide? You got me all twisted, best believe that I'm watching you. Everything you do comes back threefold to you. That fool you left me for, left you flat on your back. You can thank karma for that.
Let's go back a few years. Tell me about the song, Take Care of You.
Take Care of You, wow. There's a song that has probably brought the most controversy into my career. I guess more so because it is a song about people who are positive. And I guess I'll say HIV positive, it takes on that issue from both sides. And really what Take Care of You is saying in general is for those who are, I was really aiming it at people who are having unsafe sex and are not, you know, those who are positive either way, it's like, you know, you kind of have a responsibility to, you know, either inform your partners that you are positive, especially if you're having unsafe sex, or, you know, please use safe sex. And for those on the other end who are, it was kind of a way I was dealing also, cause, and I've been in that position as well, those with the low self-esteem that will do anything when you're with a beautiful man or a beautiful woman and you're not thinking about, you know, they could be infected or you could be infected with, you know, this or that or whatever, you know, may be, but just think, you know, please just take some time to think. And the way when you write a song, you don't get to express everything as much as you do like in an interview or explain things in full. So there were a few lines in there that people were like, hey, what does this mean? Or why did you say that? You know, are you saying this about, you know, all HIV positive people are not sexy or not this? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And so there was a lot of controversy, a lot of email surrounding that song.
Yeah. Another Tory Fix track.
Believe it.
Coming back for you once again. Y'all give me something to wop to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I like that. Right. We're taking this one to the clubs. To the clubs?
Yeah, to the clubs.
Right, cool. We're gonna keep the message a little deep for y'all.
Everybody on the dance
floor. And if you don't know, check the first verse. I think you need to turn me up.
Hot damn, y'all, here we go again.
And the kid is on that cuteness. Think y'all need to beat this. The thing that keeps breaking out of me. Fuck that, cause now I'm sticking out me. Women and children,
feel me.
Cause I don't think you're hearing me clearly. Funk being nice, you need to understand.
Clearly beloved.
We'd rather hear the day to talk about the one thing that unifies straight and gay.
It's called AIDS.
And it's a damn shame we only unify the pain. But it should let you know we all one the same. So all you others, let me smack you down off your pet disposed. And turn down your nose with these prescription flows. And your hoes screaming that you don't care.
Beware.
We got something for your ass now, take it in. A word of prayer, and for those who stop and stare, if I leave you with only one thing, it's
take care.
Take care of you.
Now all my people take care.
That's what you really wanna do.
That's what you really wanna
take
do.
Care
all my brothers take care.
Means that you're gonna take care of me too.
Yeah.
Take care of you.
All my girls take care.
Every time you wanna do it.
Every time you wanna do it,
take care of you. Take care of you.
Take care of you. Come on.
Mom, I have to go even.
Hip-hop hasn't always been popular with gay audiences. Do you feel it hard to get the attention of the gay press, much less the mainstream press?
Believe it or not, press has been very good to me. I really have to thank, you know, especially Out Magazine, The Advocate. Press has been wonderful. Gay audiences in general, I think, still have a hard time with hip-hop. whatever the reason may be, they haven't fully embraced hip-hop yet, especially GLBT hip-hop. And that's kind of sad because, if anything, I know the majority of artists that are doing this are doing it for people like us, for the queer community. And it's very difficult and very frustrating when the queer community still isn't really acknowledging you or accepting you, or, you know, and just basically treating you like, you know, any other artist out there across the board. And it hurts me very much to know that so many artists are busting their butts and working really hard to find acceptance, funny as that may sound, but to find acceptance within the queer community.
What do you see as the future of gay hip-hop?
This actually, JD, is the hardest question of the day. I'm worried about gay hip-hop, the future of it. And not for reasons that people may think. This is actually the first time I get to answer this question publicly and openly. But in all honesty, I'm worried about the future of gay hip-hop because of the upcoming artists. Not the guys that, you know, and the girls that have been there and have been a part of the start of this movement, but the newbies, all the young cats that are coming in. I don't think they have developed any sort of respect for what has gone on and what is going on here. And I say that because there's so many, I get demos all the time, or, you know, I see MySpace pages, or I hear about all of these new GLBT artists that are coming out. And so, of course, I'll investigate and go see, you know, okay, we got a new cat coming on. You know, he's young. What's going on? And to hear just the lack of quality put into their work, you know, in so many ways. I mean, not just concepts and images, but just overall. I take that as not just laziness, but a lack of concern and a lack of care, not just for your career, but for community in general. To me, it's almost kind of a certain level of disrespect for those who have been paving the way before you. You know, people like Deadly, who's taking death threats for doing what he does to this day in the 21st century, just to, you know, make a way for artists to come behind him and have, you know, a platform to play on, or a venue to play in, or a tour to go on. Or people like Juba Kalamka, you know, creating things like Peace Out. But to sit and hear these artists come out and there's, I don't want to say no talent, but no care for what they do, no quality in what they do. That really just, for me, that shows the straight community and mainstream music America, or mainstream music around the world, that we are a joke, you know, that we can't be taken seriously. We're not putting out quality material. We're not putting out anything worthy enough for radio to play. So why would they, you know, why would they want to sign an openly GLBT artist? And the future of gay hip-hop worries me, you know, for that reason more than anything else.
Very interesting comments. And I think it only appropriate to close out Tory's interview with the title track from his brand new album. I'll let him give a plug for the album.
Code Red is the new Tory Fix album. It is the most universal record that I have, the most family-friendly. There is a little bit of swearing there, but it is the most radio-friendly. As well, it's a fun record overall. It really is. I would say anyone coming to Tory Fix would want to start with Code Red. That would be the record to buy.
Yo, D, I just couldn't sit back, man, and take this shit no longer. This is a call to arms, a Code Red. Bring it on. Trying to stay up out of this shit, and I'm gonna have to take it back to hip-hop. It's D-Fix, motherfuckers, and I'm back with the new shit. So many suckers running around talking big shit. It's going down, but this time around ain't nobody running scared. Let me fire off two clips, some lyrics to all you punk MCs and your sorry motherfucking ass kissing groupies who just like you ain't got shit to do but pick on motherfuckers you think is less than you. That's a bitch move.
My boy Doug said, who said hip hop is yours and all kids couldn't play that. Anyone is still straight, bless the mic. And if you rock the mic, best rock the mic. But fuck that, let me take it back, cause y'all don't know about that. You put the bus around, but then you run until you get it. It is what it is, let's call it what it be. You might be gangster, but you ain't an MC, so hate me. Hate me, cause my shit is hot, and I can rock any mic and blow up the spot. Hate me, hate me, cause you don't know how a brother like me can be so cold. Hate me, hate me, cause you don't understand that God has created all kinds of men. Stay blessed, and I'm somewhere you motherfuckers can't process. Now here they come, my boy in the hands on the attack, holding Bibles with bloodstained hands, quoting twisted scriptures from memory. But scripture don't mix too well with hypocrisy. History tells us since the test of time, man, always feel the difference in mankind. Really try to, but it's a new day. Fuck that shit, difference lives today. Hallelujah. So you best go on, for he who lives in glass house and should not throw stones, and let them without sin cast the first stone, and on and on and so on. Hate me, hate me, cause my shit is hot, and I can rock any mic and blow up the spot. Hate me, hate me, cause you don't know how a brother like me can be so hot. Hate me, cause you don't understand that God has created all kinds of men. Hate me, cause I stay blessed, and I'm someone you motherfuckers can't process. Now ain't there a way we can find peace? I ain't gotta like you and you ain't gotta like me, but we can coexist without all this hatred, negativity, and bullshit. Besides, there are bigger things in this world to fight. Right here in our own backyards, like poverty and AIDS, cancer, HIV, and war. And none of these things give a damn about race, sexuality, age, or color. For real, man, get a clue, or at least get a life. We put all this unnecessary iteration to rest. Who gives a fuck who the hell you sleeping with? What grind you can or cannot spit. We're living COVID shit. It's the motherfucker in emergency. Hate me, cause you don't know how a brother like me can be so cold. Hate me, cause you don't understand that God has created all kinds of men. Hate me, cause I stay blessed, and I'm someone you motherfuckers can't process.
Whoa, that's strong stuff. Tory Fix and the title track from his album Code Red. Now, how do you follow that? Well, with something completely different, a homophobic comedy song by a straight act. You may need a good sense of humor for this one, so you are warned. It's from 1997 by an act called No Time. From their album Smoke This Album is Gay Gangstas.
Yo, Steve! Kick that freaking funk!
People, yo, we are the Gay Gangstas, coming at you live, y'all. Yeah, yo, this one goes out to our homeboys, Shorty, Larry,
Andre,
and Bruce,
especially Bruce.
Bruce, yeah, going downtown, y'all.
I wanna hear the squeal.
Well, I got sex appeal.
No one sucks a dick
like my main man Neil.
Sucking dick, y'all. Smoking blunts and smoking hoe.
You better duck when I'm coming.
Cause I'm quick with my nine.
I'll put a bullet in your head.
And a dick in your behind.
We tail gunning, y'all. Licking the brown eye.
Cause we gay, gay, gay,
gay.
Gay gangsters. One more time, y'all.
Gay,
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 gay, gay, gay, gay gangsters. I got the cool, cool flavor. My man is getting braver. Suck it on his dick like it's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We talking tropical fruit?
Okay, you get the idea. I told you this was the uncensored version of the show. And I'm going to try and show some balance from another straight act. Now, I could do a whole show on homophobia and hip-hop, but I want to give one example of a rap artist who changed his ways. For example, the first four albums by the rapper Common contain some very homophobic lyrics. But on his 2002 album, Electric Circus, he talks about a friend coming out to him and dealing with his own homophobia. That's in the third verse of his song, Between Me, You, and Liberation.
Between me and you, between. Sometimes I wish I careless whisper, simply heard, without speaking a word. Because of you, I'm stronger, I'm afraid no longer, I feel so.
He spoke with his eyes tear-filled, a lump in his throat, his fear-built.
My whole life it was instill. This ain't the way the men feel. A feeling he said he wished he could kill. A feeling not even time could heal. This is how real life's supposed to be. For it to happen to someone close to me. So far we come. For him to tell me as he did. Insecurity held me. I felt like he failed me. Till the spirit yelled, help me. I known him for like what seemed forever. About going pro, we dreamed together. Never knew it would turn out like this. For so long, he tried to fight this. Now it was no way for him to ignore it. His parents found out and hated him for it. How could I judge him? Had to accept him if I truly loved him. No longer, he said, had he hated himself. Through sexuality, he liberated himself. Between me and you.
Sometimes I wish I could just whisper, still could take her without speaking a word. Because of you, I'm stronger. I'm a free no longer. I feel so alive in me. You help liberate me.
Very interesting. I guess a 1 minute verse about acceptance is progress. Again, this show is about gay hip-hop, not homophobic hip-hop. But on my site, you will find some links to articles about that subject. Up next is a very political tract, and it's brand new.
Kevin was a friend to me. We hit it off from the very beginning. He had a very big heart. That boy was my best friend, and that's real talk. And those who hated Kevin didn't know Kev at all. Cause I'm about to let y'all know you got it twisted. You just see the paint, but don't see the big picture. You go and preach hate, but hide behind scripture. Point the finger first, but you the worst sinner. I'm angry cause his life was short. It's not fair. You condemn him to going to hell. He's not there. He was good. He was love. He was all the above. So I don't understand why you do not care. You go to church weekly and call this devotion. Hide behind cops and start the commotion. Your faith is only what you see, your eyes wide open. You say you a man of God, but you're going through the motions. You ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate. You call yourself a church, together you congregate. You turn around and point the finger, discriminate. Spit in my face, condemn me for being gay. You ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate. You call yourself a church, together you congregate. You turn around and point the finger, discriminate. Spit in my face, condemn me for being gay. Yo, I think me and Kevin, we both know that this life is mean and the world is so cold. I don't feel safe anywhere anymore. You come up in my face, just watch me slam the door. When people take the law in their own hands, I gotta take a stand and represent him. For him, I'll go to war and advocate for peace, but peace is what for? You stay ignorant, that means you don't know. It's 2007, man, why you even give a damn? Why you concentrating on someone's life they living in? If society say gay people don't fit in, ignore us, close your eyes and stop listening. But I guess you ain't got nothing to do. Tell you what, concentrate on you and just you. Yo, I represent those who oppose this hate, not people who hate to face saying God is great.
You ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate. Hey, you call yourself a church, together you congregate. Yeah, you turn around and point the finger, discriminate. Yeah, you spit in my face, condemn me for being gay. You ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate. Hey, you call yourself a church, together you congregate. Yeah, you turn around and point the finger, discriminate. Yeah, you spit in my face, condemn me for being gay.
Can't believe they did this. What happened was foul, and everything that happened don't make sense right now. And I feel it's about to go down. I want revenge for taking my best friend and making his life end. And people are afraid of someone who ain't them. If I were to hate, I would be just like them. So I can't and I won't, cause I'm better than that. But it won't change the fact that he ain't coming back. So I gotta be strong, now I got my reason to stand up for people like Kev who stop breathing. Cause I'm there with you every step of the way. You ain't gotta be afraid of what society say. Cause I've been there before, the lowest point in my life. Considered suicide cause I wanted to die. But I survived, and you are not alone in this fight. Take a stand for equality and fight for your right.
You ain't a Christian, you go and preach hate. Hey, you call yourself a church, together you congregate. Yeah, you turn around and point the finger, discriminate. Yeah, you spit in my face, condemn.
That was a fairly new artist, Milaj Lavon. I read that she released her debut album in 2005, but she says now it didn't have a lot of significance because it hid her sexuality. Not so her upcoming album, as it will contain tracks like the one I played, called Gay Bash. This next artist calls himself Sose the Elemental Wizard, and maybe that's because he incorporates a lot of different elements into his music. Here's a taste of that with his song, Moving On.
Sick of sitting around, it's time for the bacon. We work non-stop to be signing the scene. If you're not up to the task, then find a replacement. Still spitting rhymes live from the basement, winding away till my mind's in the casement. Breaking free till the major D's is taken. See the major leave requesting patience needed for a day's retreat. I'm getting charged a greater fee to fill the vacancy. So many haters feel that they're so real, but it's all make-believe. Shit, the bakery of gaiety, naivety. So when you taste the sweetest, made of bees and the flavor sting.
I gotta hold on to a new love. I gotta hold on to a new love.
Okay, I'm fading out of that one because I also want you to hear his outrageous song called I Am So Gay. Love the Beach Boys inspired harmonies at the beginning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
We have different qualities which help to define who we are,
who we are, who we are.
In this song, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself, who I am,
who I am.
Yo, 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 come on.
I am so gay.
Suck my dick, huh? You wanna ass fuck?
Yeah.
But never 69, that number is bad luck.
Oh.
I take my tongue and stick it into your asshole. Then get quiet and penitent like I am in a chapel. You better go pray, I'll make your bones gray. And that's what happens when you're fucking with so sane.
Think I'm living in the prison of Oz.
Kittens with paws, get stripped of my claws. So slash them left and right, I'll be splitting your balls. The blood pours, my nuts roar. You're such a corpse, I'll fuck some more. I'm such a slobber, but it's stuck with enough spores to grow a fucking army. My squad runs a bunch of godsons. I think that I'ma gonna cop one and talk to him, put my cock to him. Let's do this, get nudist and just do this. Never let go if you wanna give the best blow. My next blow is filling your wet mold. It's axiomatic that my magic show is gonna remain. The heart is acting from the closet to the attic. I'm depositing my packet cause I suck at foreplay. And that's what happens when you're fucking with so safe.
Okay.
You can't get much more explicit than that song. Sose the Elemental Wizard and I Am So Gay. I love the way this next artist mixes hip-hop and spoken word. He's Anthony Antoine, and I first discovered him on an album by the group Adoti Muse called Ain't Got Sense Enough to Be Shamed. That's a wonderful political spoken word piece, and soon after I became aware of his solo albums. This next song comes from his CD Closets on Fire from 2005. And on it, he got some help from Timon West and Craig Washington. Here's Don't You Ever.
Now here's a little something for the kids that love hip-hop. What? What?
Don't
Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. You ain't never walked a mile in my shoes.
Tim and West on the remix.
I'm a winner and you know I can't
Greg
lose.
So
don't you ever
remix.
Tell me what I can't do.
What?
Ain't paid for the right to get buck with me. So let you feel it fine, this and that.
What? What?
Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do.
People are never really ready. The larger society is never really ready for social change. You just have to grab it. You just have to seize it. You just have to take it. And people will get ready. People will catch up.
Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. You ain't never want to mile in my shoes. I'm a winner and you know I can't do. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do.
Cleaned up, revisited to say what's on my mind. Radio ready so that you can find. No compromise on the message. Same truth as the first time. Handling the Antoine. Y'all ain't ready.
Y'all ain't ready.
Entertain on a mission. Confrontational intent. Fears on fire and the truth is evident. Think you can't stop us, boy, you gotta spin. Three SGL men that represent. It don't matter if you're ready.
Don't you ever tell me what I can't do.
Tim and West is on the remix.
I never want to bother my shoes.
Cause Greg Worthy's on the remix.
I'm a winner and you know I can't do. But don't you ever tell me what I can't do.
And why not a Spanish-language hip-hop song? It was called Tributo a Mi Tierra, and the act is called Salvamex. And besides being heard on their own album, they are represented on the compilation called Homo Revolution Tour 2007, which gives you a taste of most of the acts that participated in that tour. While not true hip-hop artists, here's a fun act I found on MySpace.com. They're out of Seattle, and they go by the name Team Gina. I love their tribute to Butch Dykes.
Sam, you see that girl over there, Gina? Yeah, the one with the Leatherman? Oh, she looks real good.
They don't make them like that anymore.
It's true. They're a dying breed.
Damn, you know, it's sad. You don't see as many of them as you used to, like in the day, you know, when they had to wear at least 3 pieces of women's clothing so they wouldn't get arrested.
Yeah, and they would get tattoos of stars so they
Could
recognize each other.
Oh, she's just so tough.
Damn,
just so handsome.
She's so butch.
I like butch girls as I cannot lie. You other femmes can't deny. When a butch walks in, all the femmes wanna fuss, cause there's like one of them and 30 of us. I see you, girl, with your backwards cap, and I know you want me to sit in your lap.
Butchers and femmes, I think it's so hot, cause they know how to hit each other's right spot.
Sometimes I miss the butch femme dynamic, cause only girls in carhartts can make me panic. It's frantic the way we surf the room for signs of life, wearing a white beater, half sleeves and hair spike. I like a girl whose pants hang off her ass. I like a girl with a little bit of body mass. I like a girl who knows she makes me gawk at her star tattoos, sunglasses and mohawk.
When I spot a butch and her eyes avert this, the words won't come out cause I get so nervous. How do I tell her that I like her style? I'm the kind of femme to go the extra mile, fulfill your needs, kiss you for days, but in the morning you scramble the eggs. With a French manicure I can still fix the plumbing, and I don't need a man to give the good humping. I know how to change my oil, and I can talk to a hot butch girl with a punch of oil. When we walk down the street together, open my doors forever and ever. Write me letters, bring me flowers, school me all night for hours and hours. I wanna date butch girls for life. Every butch in town wanna make me her wife.
Take me for a walk down a dark alley, and I'll show you the meaning of femme hospitality.
This next artist is from California, and she needs no help with her gay pride. That's the title of this song, and her name is Dela Cruz.
Yeah.
You know I had to do this one right here.
I had to do it for my gay folks. This is dedicated to my people in the gay life. Nigga, don't get mad at you, still got the skills to link it right. I don't understand why some straight people trip. It's 2006, what's up with this discrimination shit? Hold up, homie, it's my time to speak. I represent gay pride, and I'm a rep for my peeps, huh? You don't like the fact that I'm dating women? Well, I don't really care about your damn opinion. Yeah, I'm a dyke, I stand tall and be proud. I'm a dyke, shine when I walk through a crowd. I represent gay pride, see rainbow beads in my hair? I represent gay pride. You see that fly rainbow grill? You been hating, discriminating on the G. Nigga, don't get mad, cause you can't be me. You see the women I be tricking, huh? Women be flipping, you all uptight, because it's women that I'm licking.
Tell me why you hating on us?
Jesus gays, it's okay, cause tomorrow we just might see a brighter day. A lot of homosexuals commit suicide, homosexual homicides. You see no movie, boys don't cry. I ain't lying, nigga, this shit is real. A lot of gays in this world have been bashed and killed, huh? I know that you can hear me, but my nigga, tell me, can you feel me? Huh, I'm real with this, I'm getting sick of this. A fool will take your life, cause you a fag or a dyke. I get on the mic and let you know gay people have pride. Look at my life, I can't believe I survived. I shed so many tears, I don't think I could cry. Sometimes I wanna die, I constantly stay high.
Tell me why you hating on us? Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride, gay pride? Tell me why you banging on us? Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride, gay pride? To all the straight folks who be chilling with us, you're getting love from us, we represent gay pride, gay pride. Homophobics who be hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust. Gay pride, gay pride.
I want the whole world to know that you ain't gotta hate us. If you took the time to know us, you just might get to love us. We real cool people, a lot of us are raising kids. People bad mouth and say we live a life of sin. I ain't got time to trip, nigga, I got a good heart. You know the man up above's the only one who can judge. Things is even getting rough on my son. The kids clown him at school, cause he got a gay mom. I tell him it's cool, don't trip if they talk about me. The lifestyle I live, baby boy, it makes me happy. Just because I'm gay, they wanna bash me and stab me. Many getting mad cause the women always grab me. I've been raped, hated on, addicted to drugs, full of so much anger that I explode like a bomb. Now this is a fact, if you harass me, I'll harass you back. Leave me alone and it won't have to come to that.
Tell me why you hating on us? Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride, gay pride? Tell me why you banging on us? Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride, gay pride? To all the straight folks who be chilling with us, you're getting love from us, we represent gay pride, gay pride. From the homies who be hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust. Gay pride, gay pride. Tell me why you hating on us? Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride, gay pride? Tell me why you banging on us? Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride, gay pride? To all the straight
crime. Shit, just in June 2002, Jeffrey Owens was murdered by gay bashers. Stop the hate. This is Della Cruz live from Gay Pride News, nigga. From my heart, rest in peace to all my gay people who have been brutalized and victimized.